I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Fierce battles break out in Sudan as the army tries to cut off militia supply lines. The war is approaching its third month with no end in sight. Over 2 million people are displaced within Sudan and
refugees from Sudan have been going in every direction.
Arnie oversees Unfolding Word's work in the region. Unfolding Word equips local church planners to do Bible translation in minority languages. Believers are meeting basic needs like food and shelter. At the same time, they're making Christ's love tangible.
This does create much opportunity for the gospel because the people here are suffering at the hands of Muslims and fellow Arabs. It is a nasty situation as they consider this thing called Islam that they thought they may have been a part of.
Pray believers can be bold and share God's truth as they help people in need. And are you considering full-time missions work in another country? If so, Mission Aviation Fellowship is inviting you to join their internship program, Waypoints. For 8 weeks, interns are mentored on an MAF overseas base and help with remote outreach opportunities. Eric Keller, MAF's director of Waypoints, says the internships prepare potential full-time missionaries.
We looked at many reasons why people left the field early. And we said some of those are very legitimate, very noble reasons to come home to your home country. But some of the reasons were really things that if we had actually invested in their lives, we could help them to have longer terms of service there.
Learn more about the internships and find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.